Chapter 3. A Meeting at the Piazza Signoria. Surprisingly, Miss Bartlett was not worried or angry about Lucy's adventure. She was just thankful that George Emerson was able to bring her cousin safely home. At breakfast the next morning, Lucy had to make a decision. Mr. Beebe was walking up to the Torre del Gallo with the Emersons and some American ladies. Miss Bartlett had some boring things to do, like picking up letters and changing money. She was sure that Lucy must prefer to go with Mr. Beebe.
"No," cried Lucy. "Of course I am going to come with you."
So, arm in arm, the two cousins left the pension and walked happily along the Arno and on to the Piazza Signoria. As Lucy looked at the fountain and tower, her body suddenly went cold as she remembered the fight. Then she was surprised to see, standing in the same place, Miss Lavish, with a newspaper in her hand. Lucy's adventure, she said, was giving her an idea for a novel.
"And now you must tell me everything that happened, Lucy," she said.
Lucy looked at the ground. "I'm sorry," she said quietly, "but I don't really want to talk about it."
"No, it's me who's sorry," said Miss Lavish quickly. "Writers are terrible. There is nothing that we won't ask."
Miss Bartlett and Lucy were watching Miss Lavish walk across the square to the fountain, counting steps, when Lucy's cousin suddenly cried,
"Mr. Eager! What a pleasant surprise!"
"Ah, but not for me,"
said Mr. Eager, who was standing just behind them.
"I saw you and Miss Honeychurch here and came over. I wanted to ask you something. Would you like to come for a drive into the hills tomorrow? We might go up to Fiesole and stop along the road for a walk. The view of Florence is very beautiful."
Miss Bartlett knew that Mr. Eager was not an ordinary clergyman. He was one of a group of English people who now lived in Florence and called it home. They never used guidebooks and knew the city well. So an invitation from Mr. Eager was something to be very pleased about, and Miss Bartlett quickly thanked him.
"Mr. Beebe will also be joining us," said Mr. Eager.
Then he turned to look across at the fountain.
"A terrible thing happened here yesterday," he said.
"Yes, Miss Honeychurch saw it," replied Miss Bartlett,
and told him about Lucy's adventure. Lucy turned away. Something about Mr. Eager and Miss Lavish frightened her, but she did not know why. And because they frightened her, she was not sure that she liked them. She did not feel that Miss Lavish was a great writer, or Mr. Eager a really deep and religious man.
"The son of a working-class man," Lucy heard the clergyman say.
"Then he started writing for a working-class newspaper. I knew him in Brixton."
They were talking about the Emersons.
"How wonderfully people climb up the classes these days," Miss Bartlett sighed.
"Yes," replied Mr. Eager. "We must be understanding with them. There are some working-class men who I would love to see here in Florence, although they would not understand it."
"So, Mr. Emerson writes for newspapers now, said Miss Bartlett.
He does not.
He married a woman with money. Mr. Eager said this in a voice heavy with meaning.
Oh, he has a wife.
She is dead. Really, I cannot believe he can even try to speak to me or call me a friend. The other day in Santa Croce, when he was with Miss Honeychurch, I did not speak to him.
Then he said to Lucy,
Was he saying bad things about me that day?
He said nothing bad about you, she replied.
But I expect you think that they seem nice, so you will not speak badly about them.
They are nothing to me, replied Lucy, falling into old ways of thinking and knowing at the same time that she was not telling the truth.
Miss Honeychurch, you will find it hard to like them, replied Mr. Eager.
Because Mr. Emerson's wife is dead. And he murdered her,
yes, murdered her, in the eyes of God.
And now I can say no more. Lucy noticed the addition about God's eyes and understood that Mr. Eager was trying to soften the meaning of his first terrible sentence. Mr. Eager went silent while Miss Bartlett bought a small tower of Pisa from a shop. Then he looked at his watch and said nervously,
I must go.
Miss Bartlett thanked him, and they arranged to meet the next morning for their drive to the hills. When the cousins arrived back at the pension, there were letters waiting for Lucy. One was from her brother, and one from her mother. When she saw the letters, she thought of home, the road up to the forest, the clean living room, the wonderful view of the River Weald.
What's the news? Asked Miss Bartlett.
Mrs. Vice and her son have gone to Rome, said Lucy. Do you know the Vices? They are nice people and very clever. Oh, wouldn't you love to visit Rome?
I'd die to visit it, replied Miss Bartlett.
Here's an idea, cried Lucy suddenly.
Why don't we visit Rome tomorrow? We could go straight to the Vices Hotel.
I am a bit bored of Florence. There is too much stone here.
Oh, you funny person, replied Miss Bartlett. And what would happen to our drive to the hills with Mr. Eager?
Then they laughed together at their wonderful but silly idea.